La Gloria, a village even most Mexicans had never heard of, now famous as the home of little Edgar Hernandez, believed to be the first person infected by this deadly new flu.
¿Cómo estás ahora?
Qué bien.
Bien.
Edgar's mother says it's a miracle her son has survived a virus suspected in the deaths of more than 150 people in Mexico and responsible for hospitalizing more than 2,000 others around the country that has spread to several other nations around the globe.
Le digo, Berta, estoy muy preocupada. Nadie me dice nada.
We were worried at first because the doctors weren't telling us anything. I was wondering, is there something wrong with my son?
She says the family remains uncertain how Edgar contracted the virus. Some residents here believe it may have been from a nearby pig farm, where the animals are penned out of sight from public view.
The labeling of this disease as swine flu prompted protests at this pig farm outside of La Gloria. But local government health officials have been telling the population they don't believe little Edgar contracted his virus from swine.
He's still coughing, but has been taking medicine and is expected to fully recover.
The boy was well diagnosed, well treated, and never in danger of death, thanks to the treatment given to the boy.
Mexico's government has been criticized for alerting the country about the virus 3 weeks after it was first discovered here in La Gloria, a little-known village locals say most government officials pay little attention to.
Ahorita le están haciendo un poco nada más.
Right now they're taking care of us. Tomorrow, they'll forget about us.